Three candidates are running for the open house seat in the Mendenhall Valley's District 34. Two of them sit on the Juneau Assembly, and the third is a longtime member of the Board of Education. Though education is a critical issue for Democrat Andy Story, it's just one of many she hopes to address through her campaign. KTUO's Adeline Baxter has more.
For at least 15 years, Andy Story's world has revolved around schools. At a recent campaign event, Story talked about being the child and parent of educators. She said she decided to run for school board after her second child started school.
So I've always known the value of education, but when my daughter, Mallory, was in kindergarten, she had 29 kids in her class, and I wanted to vote on the budget.
And vote she did. The homemaker and mother of three has spent 15 years on the board balancing budgets. Her current term ends this year, but she decided that it's time to put her public service skills to a slightly different purpose.
I thought I would rather try and get a seat at the table up at the legislature and not be testifying to the people around the table, but be on there and being a voice.
Not long after she was elected to the school board, Story and Mary Hakala, another concerned parent, founded Great Alaska Schools, a nonpartisan coalition of public education supporters advocating for better school funding. Hakala said she approached Story after hearing her speak about insufficient state funding at a school board meeting.
We both had reached a tipping point, and we both independently said, let's see if we can do something.
That kicked off several years of intense work. The organization expanded statewide, mobilizing parents and educators to contact their representatives and testify in support of increased school funding.
And we did make a difference. Actually, who made the difference were the hundreds and hundreds of parents who chose to speak up. And we were just helped make that possible by tapping that energy.
Story went on to join the Association of Alaska School Boards Board of Directors in 2009, serving as president for a year in 2016. She talks about the relationships she's built with legislators and education advocates around the state, but she says seeing normal Alaskans actually engage with the issues are among her proudest moments. Recently, she ran into a mom she spoke to during the last legislative session.
She said, I did it. I went up and testified this year. And I was really glad because it was my prompting. And that's what it takes, is people owning it, because we can fix these problems. And that's empowering.
Story's proud of the work she's done on the school board, particularly when it comes to ensuring better education access for all students and the district budget. Now, she's turning her attention to the state budget. She says the state needs a responsible fiscal plan, and she's ready to put in the work it will take to find one.
I feel that my commitment is whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent, we need to come together and work together for a fiscal plan for Alaska.
She's open to looking at a state income tax. She also wants to see the state diversify its energy economy and bring down healthcare costs for businesses and families. She's been going door to door in her district daily. She says jobs and public safety are among the biggest concerns she hears about from voters. She supports increased funding to address police and fire department staffing shortages. Story also supports the Juneau Access Road and maintaining the Alaska Marine Highway System. Back at the campaign fundraiser, Story mingles with friends and supporters. Many are from Juneau's education community. Nico Buss, who hosted the event with his wife Susan, said he's known Story for years. He believes she would represent the district well.
I think other than all her strengths, I think we also would benefit from a female in the legislature, kind of keeping the balance between all these senior males that are pretty set in their ways.
So far, Story has raised almost $30,000, according to campaign filings. She faces independent candidate Rob Edwardson in the Democratic primary on August 21st. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.
We'll be airing profiles of all of the State House candidates for House District 33 and 34 and Senate District Q. You'll also find the profiles at ktoo.org/elections.